Good morning. It is morning. 7:43 a.m. on Sunday, April the 30th, 2023. Beautiful morning here on the Front Range in Greeley, Colorado. Sun's up, it's a little chilly, 50 degrees. Beautiful blue sky. Birds are chirping. I decided I needed to change up the schedule a little bit. So I did my morning maintenance routines and cleared all my cues and then had some breakfast, put on my shoes. Clear the cues, put on my shoes. Got all my tasks done yesterday. I have one special task today, which is prep the blog post for tomorrow. I need to finish reworking the ending for Hard Knocks. I really like the ending, but I'm not sure it's the right ending. So I'm pulling back from that ending. It was too soon, too fast, too much. I want the ending to be more of a gentle landing. Trying to decide if I have to bake bread today, or not. The starter is very active now. I'm feeding it every day. Just, you know, a few grams of flour, a little water every day. And it's pretty lively. So it's also pretty sour. I wouldn't mind it being a little less sour. Have to do something to cut it down. I have to figure out what that is. I think I think I need to go find a video that talked about levels of sourness. And I don't remember now if the answer is less water or more water. But I think it's one of those two. But it's a quiet Sunday here, geez. I've forgotten how quiet the mornings are. It's lovely. My water bottle sloshing, it's so quiet. Stick this in my pocket so I can get a drink of water. Speaking of my water bottle, lots of new green leaves. helping out doing carpentry. I bet he's popular. I was the only one up at my house, which is not unusual these days. I'm almost always the only one up before 6 o'clock. And quite frequently the only one up until around 8 or 8:30. Which gives me a good boost on the day. It gives me the good uninterrupted, I don't need to worry about other people or being personable or anything like that. Don't even need my headphones. House is quiet. I've been getting back into mindnoise.net and enjoying the ambient sounds. I wonder if I've listened to Three Friends of Winter. I like that one. There's also, I think it's, I don't know, Route 50 or something like that, I think so. And Lonesome Traveler. They're all kind of good. I like them because there's a timer, Pomodoro timer, so you can set it. I can set it. So I want to write for 30 minutes or 25 minutes or an hour, and I can set it for those times. And as long as I hear the sound, I know the time hasn't expired, so I don't have to look away from the work in order to check the time. I'm not being interrupted by my own ADHD. Have to go see my dentist again here soon. Just thinking ahead to the month of May. I've got some. I got an appointment tomorrow. I've got one the 1st of June with the oncologist to check in. I need to get some blood work done between now and then, but I'll wait till 5:30 for that to happen. I played for my playtime yesterday. I played House Flipper. Now, I'm not quite sure what the attraction is, honestly. It's very chill. It has a very repetitive musical soundtrack that goes with it. And so far all I'm doing is the early game assignments and collecting all of the cash I can before I start trying to buy and flip houses. And The assignments are pretty much low-key. They tell you exactly what you have to do in every room at the challenge is sometimes deciphering what those assignments actually mean. But having been through the game a couple of times now, I pretty much have them all ironed out. So I will have to start flipping houses here pretty quick. And I suspect what I'm going to do is just clean up, fix up, mow the lawn, paint, maybe plant a garden, do a little marginal landscaping, and move on. A lot of the game, a lot of the people who play the game, play it to, kind of funny, get ready to sit with me, long post, play it to do the whole internal remodeling and staging with furniture and knickknacks and paintings and seeing how nice they can make the house look. And I love looking at them, but I know exactly how much time it takes to put a single vase on a shelf. And some of these people put 4 or 5, a group of 3 here, a group of 2 there, well, a group of 1. Not exactly a group. 1 here, 3 there. Decorative vases in the corner. Carefully aligned photographs on the wall. And while there's a certain satisfaction in seeing that, seeing it done, I don't know that's really the way I want to play the game. I don't know. It's weird. Evan pointed me at RimWorld today, this morning. Perhaps it was last night, I don't know. As a new game. It's on sale, 20% off. And I've looked at RimWorld like 5 times. Every time I turn around, Steam is recommending RimWorld. And I look at it and I go, really? And yet, some of the things I complain about, some of the things I'm not terribly enthusiastic over, are the same things that make Factorio work for me, that make Banished work for me. I have an amazing number of hours in Banished, in part because I was trying to get the achievements. Wow, this has really greened up a lot. I'm walking past the lilacs here. I was trying to get the achievements. There's achievements for the size of the map, there's achievements for the number of people. There's a bunch of them, I don't remember what they are now. I have a copy of Horizon Zero Dawn. I bought it just before I moved to Linux. I suppose, since I have a full terabyte to play games with, literally, suppose could install that and see what that looks like. I really like Subnautica. I played Subnautica for a few hundred hours. And I really liked it. I got it, I was one of the early access people on Subnautica. And the early access game was pretty fun. Until it started, the updates started coming in, and the game progression took you into dark caves and underneath. Disease-filled waters, and you had to figure out how to make the cure, and eventually I think you can get off the planet. I never got that far. When the Cyclops, the submarine, lost its invulnerability to Reapers, that was the point where I said, I really don't need the jump scares. I really don't need this. Jogger going the other way. I passed him up on the main road earlier. But I like the early gameplay. I started the game over and over again just so that I could do the early gameplay. It was kind of fun. I made a big aquarium. And the problem with it was that once I had the aquarium and started putting fish in it, the game lagged so bad I couldn't go to it anymore, even to delete it. Because I couldn't move once I got there. So that was a bit of a problem. It's not a game I've reinstalled on this hard drive, on this SSD, and probably won't. Factorio I have installed. It does run. I might run Factorio for a while, just for funsies. I still have my last chemo start. I get to a certain point in Factorio, and then everything is just such a mess. I generally have resource issues, so I don't have enough iron or copper or power. Getting nuclear power early is perhaps the answer. Solar power is great, but you need a lot of materials to build the arrays. And you need a lot of them. They're easy to build once you have robots, but robots take a lot of material. I don't know. I don't know if I can't find a game I want to play, or just need a new hobby. Now, those lilacs look really good. Guy's got a hedge of lilacs between him and this house and the one behind it. Looks really good. Lilacs are sticking up above the fence now, so they're looking green too. I need to get some quality time with the lilacs here after they've bloomed. Do some deadheading, do some pruning. Somebody's having a bad day. Your fire truck's going. There. My mouth gets so dry, I get little grainy bits stuck to the roof of my mouth. That's a flicker. See, I'm sitting up there in the top of a tree. Glasses, so I can't get a good look at him. Just there's a lot of bird's nests up in there. Anyway, I am at the MAC 8. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.